from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The U.S. military saying Thursday it struck three radar sites in Yemen in response to missile launches from territory controlled by Houthi rebels that targeted a U.S. Navy destroyer. A Pentagon spokesman described the strikes as self-defense in order to protect U.S. personnel and ships. U.S. officials say Houthi rebels in Yemen fired a missile at a U.S. Navy destroyer in the Red Sea Wednesday. They say the rocket missed its target. The officials told VOA the target was the second aimed at the same U.S. ship in the past 4 days. More allegations emerging Wednesday involving Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and what multiple women described as incidents of groping or kissing them on an airplane inside Trump Tower in New York and at his golf club in Florida. Trump, his lawyers, and his campaign strongly denied the incidents took place. A Clinton campaign statement called the new allegations disturbing. Trump and Clinton have their final nationally televised debate in 6 days. Meantime, on another front, Trump is vowing to finish his run for the White House on his own terms. Trump appears unconcerned that many Republican leaders have abandoned his campaign following news stories about his past statements demeaning women. He told a rally in Florida he is still in the race to win.
Tell you what, folks, this is the last time you'll ever have a chance to save our country. It's not going to happen anymore. You won't be able. The numbers will be too great. Already, the Republican nominee has a massive disadvantage. And especially when you have the leaders not putting their weight behind the people.
A new wave of new opinion polls show Trump's Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, surging to a greater lead over the Republican. This is VOA News.